So with that, we thank God for so many things. We thank God for this little church. We thank God for all the churches that are around. I didn't count them recently, but I know there's at least 7 churches that's right around us here. And so that's a good thing. But by the same token, there's a lot of people in our area that don't go to any of those churches either. So I hope and pray that we can kind of just let the Holy Spirit radiate from this place and people driving by. Carl keeps this place looking immaculate. I had a phone call from the pastor's wife at Ian Baptist Church a few weeks ago, and their anniversary is coming up. And no reflection on buildings. She says, but the church we serve really doesn't look like a church where we were married in. And I came by Bethel and I said, oh, wow. I was wondering if we could take some anniversary pictures in front of your church, because it looked like a church. And it does. And I said, sure. I don't know when they're going to do it, but that's a wonderful thing. That's a good witness to the community. So with that, we thank God for financial blessings, spiritual blessings, healing. Pat said to me this morning, thank you all for praying for me. I said, you're on our heart all the time, and we pray for you all the time. Well, you're going to make me cry. And that's okay, because that's the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. So with that, we want to say thank you by singing the doxology. Mm-hmm.